This podcast was brought to you by the GGC Grass Cutting Team. Keep your lawn looking fresh all summer long.
Hello, I'm Shannon, the Garden Girl from Georgina Garden Center. Welcome back to our podcast. I am here, like always, with Katie.
Hello.
And how are you today, Katie?
I was just imitating your dog, I think.
Yes, he does do that.
He talks a lot.
And he's
funny. We just had a full conversation. So, yeah. You know, when you talk to somebody with like an English accent and you sort of start to talk like that, I'm sort of starting to talk like Jackson.
With just random like, oh.
People won't understand that accent. No. They'll just be like, wow, well, you're right. Well, we're here, and it's not as early as the last couple of podcasts we've done, so Shannon is
a little bit more awake.
Extra chipper today. We've got our tea
ready. Because I'm always so chipper.
So chipper. We have our tea here, which was provided by Shannon.
And I'm really unsure of this one.
Oh, why?
But I tried to get one that I have definitely not had this before, and I thought, you know what, I'll just try something, and I'm not sure I'm gonna like it. Even buying it, I thought, I'm not sure I'm gonna like this. So I don't know what I just said there. But you know what, can't always like the tea.
Well, let's cheers and see.
I could spit.
We have like yin and yang mugs
again. We did this
the exact too. Same mugs, but mm-hmm. They're just reversed colors. Oh, it smells okay. So it smells like suntan lotion.
It tastes like suntan lotion.
No, it doesn't. It tastes like kind of more of a green tea. So we're drinking 4 o'clock. It's called 4 o'clock, the brand. And it's a coconut ginger tea. So as you
Which
can
is
imagine,
the weirdest combination. And that's partly why I got it.
And she was, we did, when we were making the tea before we started recording, she said, it's like kind of like spicy and sweet. And I'm like, oh, like us?
And you can all imagine who the spicy and who the sweet one is.
We don't need to tell them. But it is good. I like it. This is kind of my thing. I don't really like cherry cough medicine tea. This is much better. Imagine it iced. Wouldn't you enjoy this iced?
No.
Oh, she's so confused. It's just tea.
Okay, that's enough of that tea.
I like it. I'm going to be chugging this whole thing. Okay, so
I'm still so confused over this tea, like
she's really taking it in.
It's very weird.
We also have I also brought this to sweeten up my spicy little friend.
I thought we weren't gonna say who's the sweet and who's the spicy one.
Oh well, I gave it away. As you can hear the bag rustling.
So excited.
The reason why we're starting a little later today is because I did make a little stop. It's actually called Schitt's Creek right now because they're filming the final season. And everything is all set up and it's so sweet. It looks exactly like Schitt's Creek when you go in there. And so we went to Anina's Bakery this morning. They're fueling Shannon's podcast. I'm not a sweet eater, so I won't be sampling any of these goodies. But
I wasn't going to share them, I don't think. Do you know what the funny thing is? I'm not a huge sweet person. I'd rather savory, salty, crunchy, that kind of thing. But
as she opens a box of dozen cookies.
And I'm opening another box here. She bought me two boxes.
Score butter tarts.
So the Score butter tarts here, I will, like they're regular size butter tart. It will still probably take me a full day to eat one of them.
Really?
Yeah. Because when I have a sweet, I'll have like a bite and come back like an hour later for another bite. Like I can't sit and eat it all at once.
That's some
good cookies,
control.
I'll finish. It will take me a while to eat the cookies too. Mm-hmm. But
I am so excited. When I was there though this morning, I didn't pick up myself anything sweet, but they do make their own jerk sauce and it's very spicy. They have like mild, medium, and hot, and I got the medium.
You wouldn't get the hot? I would have thought you would have got the hot.
No, because the medium is enough.
Really?
Like, it's enough.
Because you're so spicy.
They make these breakfast wraps, and I put it on that, and it's very, very good. Ooh. So now that our Anina's commercial is over,
yes.
What are we talking about today?
We are talking about bees and butterflies in the garden.
A lot of in fairy gardens?
No.
I mean, okay. It just sounds like a really magical time.
Well, a lot of people come in because they want to invite the bees back to the gardens. We kind of seem like we kind of got away from that in gardening for a while. But the last however many years, it's been coming back. So a lot more bee-friendly plants. A lot of suppliers are putting right on the tag that it's bee-friendly, butterfly-friendly, that kind of thing. So it's easy to find plants without having to read every single tag and the small print on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of people are coming in for that. And it's just nice. It's nice to invite, have nature back and
yeah.
want to be out in the garden, want to experience the garden, want to experience the whole thing, not just looking nice.
Yeah.
You want the whole thing. You want, like...
the whole experience. You want it to come alive. You want it yes. to have a little sanctuary for everybody in your garden. Yes. And I think you're right about that whole campaign for bees, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think we're very naive to how much bees...
help and
supply our lives.
Yeah.
You know? And 100%. I think there was going to be a campaign where they were going to put signs, or they might have already done it. I used to work in advertising, mm-hmm. so I can't remember if this is a real thing or not, yeah. but of putting signs in the grocery store to say, if we didn't have bees, you wouldn't have this or this
yeah.
or this.
And it's true. There's so much. We need pollinators. We have to have pollinators.
I watched a documentary on Netflix, which is really interesting, and it's not at all about like animal abuse or anything really like that. It's called Rotten, and it's a mm-hmm. series, and the first episode is about bees. And how the bee industry is so competitive now because, mm-hmm. first of all, a lot of honey was coming from China, which is a big problem because yes. it wasn't real.
Yes.
And then, obviously, with our bees being endangered, we were going to be in danger of losing our honey. Mm-hmm. So then a lot of people have developed their own hives. And in the States, there's a whole other business with bees where they'll migrate their hives to California so that the bees can pollinate all the almond trees, because almonds are a major mm-hmm. business now because mm-hmm. of almond milk and all kinds mm-hmm. of products like that. So farmers would have their bees on their land, and then in the winter they would pack them up like little snowbirds and take them to California. Mm. And it's not even very long, but I recommend anybody watching that one.
I'll have to watch it.
It's called Rotten. It's so interesting. But I think the first thing that I've experienced with people coming into the garden center worried about having bees, are they going to get stung? Like inviting yes. bees. I know some people have allergies to bees, but yes. it's kind of really not like that. You're not going to put them under your patio chair. So mm-hmm. you're going to have them.
Yeah. You're not having swarms of them around by any means.
Right.
Yeah.
And in general, are the plants that attract bees also the same plants that attract butterflies?
A lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them. Like, they're all pollinators, right? So, there are a lot of...
I always forget the butterflies are pollinators.
Yeah.
They don't pollinate the way bees do. Who pollinates with their legs? Both?
Bees?
Bees do. Because I get, like, all their little...
That wasn't a very sure answer,
well,
was it?
Well, remember last...
Should I Google it?
No, remember last year when we were in the garden and we were filming a bee? And
yes, he had it all over his legs. Yes,
the pollen all over their pants.
Well, I know bees do, but why I was worried about giving an exact answer was because I didn't know if butterflies do, too. I didn't want to say yes or no to how butterflies pollinate.
I feel like butterflies...
But I want to Google it now.
Not being very scientific, but I could imagine... that butterflies obviously are drinking some part of the flower.
I've Googled it.
Okay. And then
Okay. So butterflies are pollinating insects, which we knew. It says the body of the butterfly does not come close to the flower's pollen like the body of a bee does. Butterflies have long, thin legs and use them to perch on the sides of the flowers and simply probe for nectar with their long tongues.
So they drink it.
Mm-hmm. And bees, they collect it all over them. And then there's a ton of different, like, little pollinating insects out there, too. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It is cool. It is really neat. And it's interesting because kids always, well, adults like it, too, but kids are really interested in it, too. So it's a nice way to get kids involved in gardening as well.
Yeah, Cheerios did, like, a thing, too, where they were inside the Cheerios mm-hmm. box. They were giving you seeds to start your own... bee
yes
garden,
gardens, which is and great. We have packs too that do that have bee pollinating mixes, and like you plant the flowers. And an interesting thing too, we have one of our employees here, her dad has a bee honey company.
Oh really?
Yeah. And they have hives on their property.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always buying plants for him that are bee friendly, so
she does
oh yeah And her honey is so good. A whole bunch of us here get her honey.
I've also read, too, again, we're giving all kinds of facts that you may want to check. I've also heard from naturopaths that having honey from your local area can help allergies.
It does. I've taken it in the past. Like years ago when I used to go to a natural doctor, because I get really bad allergies, and go figure where I work.
The garden girl
gets bad allergies? But
you
I'm allergic
think you'd be
to
like immune all these years. No,
I'm allergic to trees, weeds, and pollen. So you get trees first because they come out first. Then you get the weeds. Then you get everything else. Grass, trees, I'm weeds, grass, weeds, whatever the too. Three big things are.
I'm really allergic to weeds.
I get them all, but
she's gonna kill me. Look at her face.
Yeah. So the naturopath gave me or told me to take. And I can't remember because it was eons ago, but it was bee pollen, bee something.
Oh, you can buy bee pollen
as well. Yeah, it was something bee related. And they say that. They say your local honey, closer you live to where the honey is produced, the better for you.
Yes.
So, and it just tastes so much better when it's local.
I know. I bought some local from a guy that literally is up the street from me, but he's out of honey, and it was so funny because I was like, when are you gonna have more? And he's like, when the bees make more. Yeah. It's the middle of winter. And I'm like, oh, right, nature.
Yes. We also have another customer that comes in, and he owns a local bee place as well, and he has been bought a bunch of rosemary because rosemary helps to keep ticks off of bees or away from bees. They get these little
bees
ticks.
Bees can get ticks.
But they're like little tiny. I Googled it after he left because I wanted to know what it was all about. And yeah, they get these little ticks that like can
bee
hurt
ticks.
Them.
Oh my gosh.
So the rosemary helps to keep it away. So he was planting that. And then he got thyme because of the flowers on thyme.
They like that.
Yeah.
That's so outrageous. That's
but
so cool.
I also have this. It's been on my desk for ages too. I have a lavender honey.
Okay. So how do they get that?
I know. I've always wondered that. I have to ask the Lucy who works here, who her dad has the honey farm. But I'm guessing it's just, and I could totally be wrong, and anyone can correct me. That's okay. I'm guessing, because if it says lavender honey, that the hives are close to a lavender field, and that's just...
Or do you think it's infused?
Or could be, yes.
Imagine it's...
So,
like lavender.
If anyone wants to let me know.
Yeah, share
how that
the
works.
Details about that.
But
I also a few years ago the Royal Winter Fair in Toronto has like a honey competition, and they had the winner of the honey competition was honey with chilies in it.
Oh wow.
Spicy honey.
Hmm. Well, I know, like...
Sign me up. It was so good.
You can put
I
honey
it.
In sauces and stuff to
That's
kind of
exactly.
balance...
I used it as a marinade all the time.
Oh, that'd be yummy.
It's perfect. It basically looks like honey with just loads of chili flakes in it, but it won. I don't know what...
That's cool.
I think it was honey of the year or whatever.
Well, that's
but
cool.
It was very good. I bought it, and I wish there was more.
Yeah.
So if anyone knows of chili honey, let us know about that, too.
Yeah. So there's lots of flowers to choose from. Annuals, perennials, shrubs, trees, everything like that will attract... bees, butterflies, hummingbirds, birds, everything good to the garden, all your beneficial insects. You can also get or make, because I've seen them on Pinterest, those like little bee houses or like the insect pollinator houses. You know the ones, and they have like, it's almost like they've cut bamboo up and put it all in a square, and then the next square has like chunks. Have you not seen those?
No,
here, I'll Google while we're talking. But I think they're so cool. And they look really easy to make, so you could make it as
like
a
you could have your own beehive.
Well, this is more of...
That sounds very advanced.
It's not really a hive. It's for... I'm just showing Katie here. I looked it up on Pinterest. It's for all the pollinators to make a house, but it attracts, it attracts everything. All your good... This one's called a bee hotel.
Oh, man. What is that?
Yeah. And they just all of beneficial...
For them
beneficial,
to go take a break as they're
Well, they
pollinate?
Make their house all little beneficial insects and everything. Each one...
Isn't that the cutest
This
thing?
One has cardboard all stacked on top of each other. So I guess they get in between the corrugated part. And this all has different size holes so they can make houses or like live in there. But it looks like they're all different to attract different types of insects. There's a...
Would you have that high up or like low down? I guess they fly.
I don't know. I don't know if you have to. I haven't done it. So if anyone has done this, I think it's so interesting. But unfortunately, I don't have a garden at home, which we've talked about before, which I know is really bad.
Only planters.
But only planters. But
oh man, this okay, so this
that's cool, eh?
Takes fairy gardens to the next level.
But it's cool. So it has this one has pine cones and everything, and all of it's like repurposed stuff. So this one has pine cones in it, has bricks on its side so they can get in the holes, but they've put it almost looks like cocoa fibery type stuff all stuffed in.
I think that would be a really good idea to have a designated area of your garden. So almost like deer crossing, you know how they put like salt licks for deers. But like this, deers with an S. But this, you could kind of put it in a back corner where you don't have your patio and kind of encourage them to stay in that area. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so precious. I think it's so cute. I think we'll share a little tutorial of how to make one of those.
I think they're so cool.
And speaking of little tutorials, what's this little project that you've been working on the side, Shannon?
Flower pressing. I'm so excited. I used to do it when I was little. My mom had bought me a flower press, and it was like a wooden square, and it had the bolts, I guess it would be, on all the four corners and the wing nuts and everything. And you put the flowers in between and press them. And I don't know, about like 3-4 months ago, I was like, want to press flowers. Why not? So
I have a lot of flowers to press.
Yeah, exactly. So I had my brother-in-law make up a flower press for me, and it's really cute because he made it out of their signs they had up for their wedding. So my sister wrote all over signs for the wedding and had them all over, but she didn't need them anymore. So he used them to cut up. So some of my flower pressings still have a writing. So it's kind of cute.
Sentimental.
It's very sentimental. Very, and anyone who knows me, I'm not sentimental. So I really like this though. So I've been pressing, but it takes a long time, and I'm not a patient person, overly patient. Mm-hmm. So I have to have them pressed for like a month, so I can't even look at them. So it's a long process. And so I've done pansies and ferns, because we had them first in the garden center back in like April, March. Back in March, we had them. So I've pressed them, and I have another set of stuff pressed. So Farron and I took a hydrangea bloom apart, all the individual blooms, and we've pressed those. And then we did some herbs, and then I have some secret stuff in there I haven't told Farron, so I can't say on the podcast, just in case Farron ends up listening to this.
Isn't it a requirement for all staff?
I make it a requirement, but whether they lie to me or not and actually listen to it, I don't know. We're going to quiz them, yes. Mm-hmm. So I have some other stuff in there, and when I open this one up, we'll videotape it so you can see. But then I had, because this clearly is not a big enough press for me, and I need to press more things more often, so I got a big one made.
Like, huge.
It's really big.
How big?
I don't know. 18 inches by something.
She's holding her arms out as far as they will reach.
Yeah. It's like this big. So we'll take pictures and everything of that one too. And as I press stuff, we'll post it. I'm unsure of what I haven't made up my mind completely of what I want to do with it when I'm done. We want to kind of put it between glass and make like a picture of the flowers.
Yeah.
But then we've seen on Instagram, some people, they take all the flowers apart or have just the petal, and they'll make a picture. So someone like outlined a butterfly and then filled the butterfly with the all petals. The blooms. So it made up a picture of a butterfly, which is really cool too. So I think what I'll do is just keep pressing them all summer.
Yeah.
And then in the winter,
Have a project. Applying them to something.
Exactly.
That's so cute.
Because it does take a while to do. But it's teaching me patience, you know?
So let's go down to the garden center now. Mm-hmm. We're in the garden center, but we're upstairs. But let's go down there. Because I have no plants in my garden that would attract any pollinators whatsoever. And I'm really concerned. Because the weeds are taking
over. Do
you
have
any plants? I have perennials.
Yeah.
I have tulips.
You have hostas.
But I'm going to probably spray it with weed killer.
No, you're not.
I'm not going to pick
That's
it.
That's not... Okay. You can't spray with weed killers and then attract bees.
Oh, so remember how last episode I was asking you if I could just spray everything with weed killer?
Come on.
Okay, but what about if I kill everything?
How about you sweet talk your sister into come weeding it for you? She's a good gardener.
She's a great gardener.
Yeah.
What if I killed everything and put down a whole new layer of soil and started fresh?
The look I'm giving Katie right now is not a good look.
Would it still be tainted?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that plans out. I think of these as I'm driving. I'm like, what else could I do to get out of weeding?
There's no getting out of weeding. Weeding's weeding. It's part of gardening. Do a little bit every day, then it doesn't seem like a big job.
It's a big job now.
Katie. We're working on Katie, slowly but surely.
We're going to fill the garden with butterfly plants.
Today. Yes.
Just fill it. And then I won't have to weed if it's full of other living plants.
Maybe you'll just have weeds and flowers in there. Some weeds are good.
Okay.
There you go.
Deal.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
This podcast was brought to you by the GGC Grass Cutting Team. Keep your lawn looking fresh all summer long.